Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Mark Taggart, CEO and chair of Aquentium, as well as Robin Bailey, president. And the company trades on the bulletin board. The ticker symbol is AQNM. And Aquentium is a diversified company with an emphasis on green technology. Thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here.
Thanks, Juan.
Great. Now, I'll start off by talking about the acquisition of Global Green Resources.
I guess that would be me. Well, we are really excited to join Mark with Aquentium. We find that with Mark's company, there are lots of areas where we had great synergy, especially on the IT side. Mark has some projects that we can offer what we're going to call green technology. Green technology is looking at the area of IT that's been really a power drain on most of our infrastructures. And folks have known for years that servers in general, just in data centers, are really inefficient. They're using maybe 30 to 40% of their power and taking up 100% of their energy load. So we're bringing in virtualization, some other green power management systems, bring that down and to really make them more efficient, to make IT more efficient and make it green.
Great. So, feel free for, both of you to jump in at any time and also talk a little bit about some of the distribution opportunities that that you're now providing for Brazil and based on the your food processing equipment and non-chemical sanitation.
Yeah, the ozone equipment one is really, when you look at Aquentium, it's really the sleeper within the businesses within the business. Non-chemical sanitation is exactly that. We use a process that uses ozone gas, and Brazil is just one country out of over 200 countries that we will be seeking exclusive distribution for the ozone technology. Currently, the focus of that equipment is the food industry, but as the company becomes more well-known and we align ourselves in these different countries, the technology will also include water treatment, wastewater, which is a major concern down in South America, Central America, as well as over in Asia. So the future looks extremely bright, and Brazil is just one of the countries at the forefront. We also recently announced the countries of Canada and Israel. We're also looking for exclusives representation in those areas as well.
Well, great. And so can you talk to us a little bit about some of your other key products and where else we may be able to find them?
Well, in addition to the acquisition today, and like Robin said, we're really excited. The Global Green fits extremely well with the business model of Aquentium, which when we started the company back in 2002, the focus of the company was really to tailor a small microcap after what Warren Buffett had actually did with Berkshire Hathaway. Obviously, we've got a long ways to go to fill his shoes, but with Global Green, the focus of Aquentium really in the last 12 months has been green technologies. And in addition to what Global Green brings to the table, Aquentium is a manufacturer of structural insulated panels. In the construction industry, Juan, they refer to those as SIPs. And the SIPs are a much stronger, safer, more energy-efficient way to build homes and also commercial buildings. A perfect example of why somebody would want to use a SIP home would be back when they had the Kobe earthquake. The homes in that city were pretty much leveled. In the epicenter, any structure that was built with a SIP was still standing. And down in South Florida, when hurricanes come in, traditionally the homes that are built with the SIPs will end up standing, while traditional stick-built home is going to get blown away. So that's one business within the Aquentium of green technologies. More recently, and perhaps the most exciting to an investor who's listening to what Aquentium has to offer, we've just recently secured 475 acres in the state of New Mexico. And the plan is to become a LG biofuel manufacturing facility. In comparison to relying on foreign oil. We feel that that specific project has unlimited upside, and with that land, we have a project that's earmarked to go for the next 99 years. In addition to that, we also have a waste-to-energy project that we're in the early stages of doing a feasibility study, and that's for the country of Korea. So when it's all said and done, alternative energy certainly is at the forefront. And as we continue to build out Global Green and the other companies, we will also still be looking for additional acquisitions that certainly would fit within the business model.
Right. So you are a holding company. So what are some of the other synergies that you look for in some of the companies that you're looking to acquire?
Like Global Green, if we have a client base, whether it's in the construction industry or alternative energy, if there's an acquisition where we can then roll their product or service into what we're already, the existing channels we have, and that's the best of both worlds. And obviously, if we can enhance what the current revenues of a company would be, then the likelihood of moving that along quickly certainly would be a top priority for the company.
Great. And so you talked a little bit about algae biofuel. And can you talk a little bit more about some of the other market trends and how well-positioned Aquentium is to capitalize on the trends?
There was a report out today, Juan, that was published in Biofuel Digest, which is a great reference for any investor out there that's looking to stay on top of the current trends. They're projecting production of 1.6 billion gallons of capacity by the year 2014. So the trend is certainly headed in the direction of where we're focused. And as I've told many investors, shareholders up to this point, the algae biofuel, in my opinion, is like the computer industry in the 80s. Those investors, those companies that are moving into this space are probably going to be positioned better than 90% of all publicly traded companies. The demand for alternative energy is only going to get stronger.
Right. Well, yeah, I certainly heard them, you know, them compared to dot-com companies of the 80s and early 90s before. And so in regards to some of your other, you know, business sectors, how would you say, how important would you say, you know, recent bill that they passed for food safety is to, you know, to that segment of your business?
Extremely critical. The food safety has been near and dear to me, Juan, since the late 90s. And unfortunately, we thought when 9/11 happened that the food safety standards would have become much more stringent at that time. And it didn't happen. But recently now, with the House bill being passed, it plays a key role in what the Aquentium non-chemical sanitation equipment is all about. With a third-party inspection and organic certification, the ozone equipment is, from a comparison versus chemicals, it's actually 3,000 times faster acting. It's 50% more effective. And it comes from oxygen. So from a safety standpoint, what we would treat a tomato or leafy greens or any type of meat product, not only is it going to extend the shelf life, which is great for the food producer, the manufacturer, but it's great for the end user because we actually will be providing what we believe to be a much superior and safer food product.
Great. And so in terms of the company's business model, how important are joint ventures and strategic alliances when you look for them moving forward as well?
Robin, do you want to answer that one?
Sure. On the IT side, the green IT side, we're already placing ourselves and finding partnerships with organizations that are also looking at virtualization for large groups, for large companies and for the government space, especially in the state and local government space. Those folks seem to really need to be able to bring down the power usage of their data centers. and we're doing that through virtualization. Also, that calls for partnerships because this is looking at nationwide and also looking at some international projects. And just to be able to facilitate that, it'll call for some strategic partnerships to have in place at this point.
Great. And perhaps, Robin, you can also, and then Mark, you can go next. Can you walk us through your background experience as well as that of some of the key management team over at Aquentium?
Sure. I've been in IT now for over 15 years, starting with Microsoft products and then moving forward to EMC storage products. I trained and consulted that both for EMC and for Dell, a partner of EMC. And storage led me to virtualization, primarily with VMware. At this point, I'm a consultant and a certified trainer for VMware and for Dell. And that's where my expertise comes in, as well as my partners.
And Mark?
My background, Juan, would date all the way back to the late 80s as far as the investment business in throughout the 90s and the 2000s, very active in mergers and acquisitions, and that's really the key focal point of what we're doing in an aggressive way. We've got multiple projects on the table right now where we're out looking to secure additional funding to take those projects from point A to point B. The whole business model of Aquentium really will revolve around M&A, and as we expand the company, bringing in key people to run each of the subsidiaries like Robin is critical to the success of the company. My function would be in the capacity of CEO and to really interact with each of the subsidiary presidents and their management teams on a daily basis to help secure the funding they need to help integrate other technologies that we have and ultimately increase their market penetration.
Great, and I'll address this to both of you guys. What specific goals does the management team hope to accomplish over the course of this year?
First and foremost, as a public company, is profitability. And I know Robin will speak to that as well, and this was one of the things that intrigued Aquentium as far as making this acquisition happen, is that with what they're working on, and we won't go into too much details, but obviously there are other developments in the works that we'll be announcing in the the next week to 2 weeks and so forth. But profitability is key. And in addition to profitability is really getting into an area where there's always going to be a demand for a product. And this is where, in the alternative energy space, Juan, I think we will have a dramatic impact. Especially, our stock is trading right now at around between 10 and 15 cents a share. So, for those that are looking to get in on a ground floor in the space that we're focused in on, we know there's a demand for our product. We already have indications of interest on the biofuel for what we're going to be able to produce. Getting that produced and sold should not be an issue at all. So those are the real critical points from our perspective, profitability and being at the cutting edge, at the forefront of emerging technologies before someone is there ahead of us.
Certainly. And so do you think that right now investors understand the general direction and message of Aquentium?
If they don't, they're certainly going to. We've got a ton of news that'll be coming forth. And in a nutshell, it's a green focus. We've had it with the building materials, and the ozone technology is just one added dimension. Now we get into production of the biofuels and also the waste energy in Korea. And it certainly will become what I believe to be a very compelling story for the size company that we are today.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Mark Taggart, President, CEO and Chair of Aquentium, as well as Robin Bailey, the President of the newly acquired Global Green Resources of Aquentium, which trades on the bulletin board, the ticker symbol AQNM. currently trading at 13 cents a share. So before we conclude, Mark and Robin, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why Quentium represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Go ahead, Robin.
Well, I think because, as Mark said, our focus on profitability, acquiring companies that make sense with the synergy that we already have in place, and being able to move into an area that's so important to all of us going forward. We're not just trying to save the planet with green technology, although we are. We're trying to make money while doing it. So it all fits very nicely.
Certainly sounds like win-win. Mark?
Long-term, Juan, the key in any business is to really identify a need, and the need that we've identified, we're dependent on foreign oil. We have been for many years. We've isolated a few technologies that can change the dynamics here in the United States. Long-term, we're looking to employ and bring jobs to different communities. So I mentioned earlier profitability is key, and it always is. That's why you're a public company. You want to earn for your shareholders. But just as important, and on a long-term perspective, if we can go into a community, and especially when you see unemployment rates today at 10%, 12% out here in Southern California, they say unofficially the numbers could be double that. So if we can add to putting people back to work, along with bringing out and developing new technologies or aligning ourselves with companies that have cutting-edge technologies and taking it to the market, that's where our focus is going to be. I'm highly confident that at these levels we present ourselves very well as far as opportunity for upside growth. And, you know, we're excited about the challenges that are in front of us, and we expect tremendous success here in the short term as well.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as to report on your ongoing progress. And I'd like to thank you both, for Mark and Robert, for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you.